the next person I would like to invite on stage is Roel. Roel from Perstu Publishing. Welcome, Roel.
Hi.
So, Roel, could you start by introducing yourself?
Yeah, I think some of the important things are there already. So I'm Roel from The Bishop. The Bishop is a newspaper and magazine publishing company. You might know us from De Morgen, Het Laatste Nieuws, De Tijd here in Belgium. We also have some publications in the Netherlands.
So indeed you have publications, newspapers, but you also have some presence on tablet platforms for some time. Can you give us some context there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think at the end of 2010, we launched our iPad app. Actually, it's seven different iPad apps, one for every publication. And then later on, we added an iPhone app, and just recently, an Android app. But we'll come back on that later, I think.
Might be here today?
Yeah, today.
Okay, we will, in that case. So let's start by Windows 8, in any case, now. How did the Perstu decide then to go for Windows 8? And with not just one app, if I look correctly.
Yeah, indeed. So I think it was around April. You came by our office and you talked to my boss and his boss, and you showed them the platform, and yeah, they were very excited. And I think that the thing about the revenue must have convinced them, something like that. The only problem was at that time we had the plan to build an Android app. It should be launched by September 1st. And you told us at that time that if you wanted a Windows app, it should be built by September 1st. Yeah, so that was kind of a problem.
So I was not a big friend. Well, we are big friends, but so the decision was taken in some way by someone at the Perstu to build these apps. Mm-hmm. How did you actually go to implement that process, because you had the other app as well in development?
Yeah, well, we started two simultaneous tracks. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, what we needed was good designs. We at the Perstu believe it's very important to build a really native looking app. So you can look at our applications from iOS or the one from Android that's launched now, and you can see that there's obviously some similarities. It's still the newspaper and there's still this brand recognition, but it's a very native concept. So we needed that designs and that good UX. So you guys helped us out with giving us a UX consultant from the Netherlands, Microsoft.
Eva Muller,
yes. Yes, Eva, and she came to us, and I think in 5 days or something like that, she designed the new app, considering all the principles.
All right, so maybe platform. Show us some of that design?
Yeah, sure.
In one of the demos?
I can. We shall look at the Morgen for now. So the first thing you can see here is it's a very content-centric app. It's a very important part. You can see the two main features of the app. It's today's newspaper and then newspapers of the last few days. And then in today's newspaper, if you look at that, I can see we have a special feature already here. It's the semantic zoom. Normally it should have started something like this. But we demoed it earlier, so we practiced a bit. You can see here that we have the horizontal design principles. Again, not much cluttering of navigation, mm-hmm. Very content-centric.
The typical Microsoft design language.
Yes, indeed.
Horizontal scrolling, spacing,
stuff like that. Yeah. Indeed, and then the semantic zoom to go throughout the content of the newspaper very rapidly, stuff like that. So those principles.
Right. So you talked about two parallel tracks, so mm-hmm. This was a design track.
Yeah.
The other one must have been a development track.
Yes, indeed, a development track. So we have a mobile development team of about four people, and they need to build two apps at the same time, so we split them up, two smaller teams, and we added consultants, two in each team. But still, they had to learn the technology. Our developers are Java developers. Mm-hmm. They have iOS skills now in building the apps the last few years, but they don't have any experience, or they didn't have any experience for this platform or any .NET platform. We asked Riel Dolman, I think. I think Kevin will be presenting here today. Mm-hmm. Well, he gave us, I think, in 2 or 3 days' time, he taught us a training course, and we could start developing right away. And actually, it went really fast. So,
Some feedback maybe from the learning curve from the developers and using the new technology using Visual Studio.
Yeah.
So you feel it went really well?
Yeah, it went really well. I think everyone here, or probably every developer here, is already a C# or C++ developer. I don't know. But for us as Java developers, actually, if you have the object-oriented principles, you can just port them, and it's really simple. And the tool set in Java, we're used to looking for good tools. There are many tools, but some of them aren't all that great. And actual Visual Studio, well, it went quite well.
So that's good news. I like to hear that. We as the part of developers that are here, I think we love our Visual Studio. But still, the timeline was very short. And how did you actually make it in time?
Well, we did it by using Scrum. We always do. I think maybe some other people here use Scrum. We've done that for a year or two, I think, by now. And the great advantage is we can build incrementally. So we built by September 1st the basic version of our app. Didn't have all the special features. I think in July you passed by again and you told us...
I had some news, good news this time. Yeah, we announced in July the launch date for Windows 8, which would be October 26th.
And then we could build until October 1st.
Exactly.
Yeah, it gave us an extra month and it gave us all the semantic zoom stuff and things
fine
like that.
Today.
Yeah, but that's the way we could manage it, by building it incrementally, and you could even launch it with lesser features. It's possible.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing your learnings, and thank you very much for joining us here on stage to explain also the learnings that we do.
Thank you.
Thank you. So again, completely different setup from NASCOM Alain and the game.